Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insights. Today, we will explore a topic from the second chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, focusing on the punishment for ungratefulness toward bounties. In this topic, we'll discuss the bounties of Allah Almighty bestowed upon the Bani Israel, the blessings they received and how they showed ingratitude. We'll also discuss the warnings about ungratefulness, its disadvantages, causes, and how to avoid it. But first, we'll introduce Surah Al-Baqarah and its key topics. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "The one who sends one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. The one who sends 10 durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who sends 100 durood upon me, Allah Almighty writes between both of his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire, and will keep him with martyrs on Judgment Day." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, in the sequence of chapters, Surah Al-Baqarah is the second chapter of the Holy Quran. But in terms of revelation, it is the 87th. According to the opinion of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Surah Al-Baqarah was the first chapter revealed in Medina. This chapter consists of 40 rukus and 286 verses. The word Baqarah means cow in Arabic, and from verses 67 to 73 of this chapter, the story of a cow of Bani Israel is narrated. Because of this incident, the chapter is named Surah Al-Baqarah. This is the longest chapter of the Holy Quran. The central topic of Surah Al-Baqarah talks on the bounties that Allah Almighty bestowed upon the Bani Israel, their ingratitude for these bounties, the crimes they committed, such as worshipping the calf, making various demands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam out of disobedience and hostility, rejecting the verses of Allah Almighty, unjustly martyring the prophets, and breaking their covenant. The chapter also recounts the incident of the cow's slaughter. Additionally, Surah Al-Baqarah covers the following topics. Muslims are urged to turn to Allah Almighty, repent for their sins, and seek His help against adversaries. They are also reminded of the coming of Judgment Day. The construction of the Holy Kaaba and the supplication of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam are discussed. Dear viewers, Allah Almighty has blessed every nation with abundant bounties, granting them their desires, the luxuries of life, and protection from suffering, grief, and afflictions. One such nation that received these divine favors was Bani Israel. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Almighty specifically mentions the bounties He bestowed upon Bani Israel and says in verse 57 of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and we shaded you with a cloud and sent down upon you man and salwa. Allah Almighty sent numerous prophets alayhi salam to guide Bani Israel, showing this nation a special benevolence by granting them bounties unmatched by any other. He Almighty blessed them with kingdom and sovereignty, elevated them above all others, and showed them extraordinary miracles. He parted the sea, saving them from the tyranny of Fir'aun, freed them from slavery, bestowed upon them the Torah, and forgave them even after they worshipped the calf. He resurrected a group among them, shaded them with clouds, provided man and salwa from the heavens, made 12 springs flow from a rock, and granted them grain in their land. Highlighting their excellence and superiority, Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 47, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum ala al-alamin. O children of Ya'qub, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and this that I granted you excellence over the whole world in that era. Similarly, in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty describes the oppression and cruelty inflicted by the people of Fir'aun on Bani Israel as follows in verse 49 of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and remember when we granted you salvation from the people of Pharaoh, who were afflicting you with severe torture, slaughtering your sons and sparing the lives of your daughters. And in this, there was a great trial from your Lord. Dear viewers, the people of Fir'aun subjected Bani Israel to severe oppression, even going so far as to slaughter their sons. This brutality was driven by Fir'aun's fear of a prophecy, which foretold that a boy from Bani Israel would rise up to end his rule and destroy his kingdom. Eventually, Allah Almighty delivered Bani Israel from this tyranny by drowning Fir'aun and his followers in the river right before the eyes of Bani Israel. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 50 of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and remember when we parted the sea for you, so we granted you salvation and drowned the people of Pharaoh while you were watching. Dear viewers, despite Allah Almighty's blessing Bani Israel with abundant favors, they remained ungrateful, worshipping a calf and associating partners with Allah Almighty. Even after this act of shirk, Allah Almighty granted them the opportunity to repent and accepted their repentance. The blessings continued with man and salwa being sent from heaven daily except on Saturdays. On Fridays, these bounties were provided in double quantity so they could be preserved for Saturday. Allah Almighty instructed them not to store the man and salwa beyond a day, but they disobeyed and stockpiled it. As a result, the stored food spoiled and ceased to be provided. Their ingratitude led to their loss and deprived them of this bounty, resulting in consequences both in this world and the hereafter. The ingratitude of Bani Israel did not end there. When Allah Almighty commanded them to enter a settlement through the door of Baytul Muqaddas, or the nearby city of Ariha, both considered sacred and significant for them, He instructed them to enter while prostrating and reciting Hittatun, a word of repentance for them. This was meant to be a source of forgiveness for their sins. Instead of obeying, they entered while dragging themselves on their buttocks and mockingly altered the term to habbatun fi sha'ratin, meaning grain in hair. In response to their disobedience and mockery, Allah Almighty sent a plague that claimed the lives of thousands among Bani Israel. This event is described in the Holy Quran as follows in verse 58 and 59 of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَقُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: and when we said to them, enter this city, then eat freely wherever you desire, and enter prostrating at the door, saying, may our sins be forgiven, we shall forgive your sins, and soon we will grant more to those who are virtuous. Then those transgressors changed what they were told into another statement. So we sent down adversity upon them from the heavens as they had been disobeying. Dear viewers, Allah Almighty commanded Bani Israel to enter a town abundant with grains and dry fruits. They were also promised forgiveness for their sins if they entered while prostrating and seeking repentance. However, they disobeyed and showed ingratitude. As a result, Allah Almighty sent a plague that caused the sudden death of 70,000 people. Dear viewers, from this verse we learn that ungratefulness for the bounties of Allah Almighty and disobedience to Him can lead not only to the hellfire, but also to immediate punishment in this world. Sometimes those bounties may even be taken away. Dear viewers, showing ungratefulness for the bounties of Allah Almighty is a grave matter. There are many admonitions about this. Let's explore some of these warnings to remind ourselves of the importance of gratitude. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 7 of Surah Az-Zumr, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: and if you are ungrateful, then indeed Allah is infinitely independent of you, and He is not pleased with ungratefulness for His people. In verse 7 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah Almighty states, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: and if you are ungrateful, then indeed my punishment is severe. Sayyidina Ka'ab radiallahu anhu states, when Allah Almighty bestows a bounty upon someone, if that person expresses gratitude and humility for the bounty, Allah Almighty will not only benefit him in this world, but also elevate his status in the hereafter. Conversely, if a person receives a bounty, but fails to show gratitude or humility, Allah Almighty may withhold the benefits of that bounty in this world and open a path to punishment in the hereafter. Allah Almighty may then choose to either punish him or forgive him according to his will. Dear viewers, ungratefulness is a reprehensible action. It's widely understood that one should always thank those who do him a favor. When someone fails to show gratitude to his benefactor, it is seen as a serious flaw. Just as people from various cultures and traditions express their thanks in different ways for favors received, showing gratitude is also highly valued in Sharia. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the most grateful bondman of Allah Almighty is the one who shows the most gratitude to people. Dear viewers, a person who fails to thank others and habitually shows ungratefulness will also neglect gratitude toward Allah Almighty. Such behavior leads to both religious and worldly consequences. The religious loss is evident from the Quranic verses and sayings we've discussed. The worldly consequence is that if Allah Almighty wills, He may withdraw His bounties and impose punishment on such individuals. As Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 112 of Surah An-Nahl, and Allah Almighty has stated the example of a village which was peaceful, tranquil. Its sustenance would come to it in abundance from every place, so its inhabitants became ungrateful for the blessings of Allah. Then Allah Almighty made them taste the garb of hunger and fear due to what they were doing. Similarly, those who are ungrateful, neglect Allah's remembrance, indulge in their desires, and reject the bounties of Allah Almighty due to their actions, may find themselves deprived of those bounties. Clear examples of this include the decline of Muslims after periods of prosperity and the fall from honor to humiliation. Dear viewers, failing to acknowledge the bounties from Allah Almighty and concealing them is also a form of ungratefulness. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When someone does a favor for you and you have the means, you should repay that favor. And if you're unable to do so, at the very least, you should acknowledge and praise the benefactor. Praising your benefactor shows gratitude, while hiding the favor is a form of ungratefulness to the benefactor. Hence, if Allah Almighty has granted us a bounty, we shouldn't hide it, but rather express it with gratitude. For example, if someone has been blessed with wealth, he shouldn't be overly frugal, but should occasionally wear nice clothes to reflect Allah Almighty's bounty. Similarly, if someone is a scholar, he should dress modestly and appropriately so that others feel encouraged to seek knowledge from him. In essence, the bounties of Allah Almighty should be visibly reflected in our lives. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, "Allah Almighty loves for His bounties to be evident in the lives of His bondsmen." Here, it's important to remember that expressing Allah Almighty's bounties should not be done out of arrogance or pride. The intention behind an action determines its value. A good intention makes an action positive, while a bad intention can taint even a good action. Dear viewers, we've explored the condemnation and disadvantages of ungratefulness. Now let's discuss why people become ungrateful, what triggers this behavior, and how to avoid it. Dear viewers, there are three causes of ungratefulness. The first cause of ungratefulness is impatience. When a person constantly complains about difficulties and suffering, it can lead to ingratitude and even statements of disbelief, potentially harming his faith. The solution is to cultivate patience during hardships. By reflecting on Allah Almighty's bounties and focusing on the rewards promised for patience, one can maintain a grateful and resilient attitude. The second cause of ungratefulness is a lack of trust in Allah Almighty. When a person's trust in the Almighty diminishes, his ungratefulness tends to grow, especially among those who are deprived of wealth and comfort. The solution is to practice contentment with the bounties one has and to regularly express gratitude to Allah Almighty. Additionally, seeking refuge in Allah Almighty for the loss of these bounties can help maintain a grateful heart. The third cause of ungratefulness is audacity before Allah Almighty. Intentionally disobeying Him and neglecting His prohibitions. When a person becomes bold in his sins, he may express ungratefulness with his words. He sometimes even says statements of disbelief, leading him into serious spiritual danger. The remedy is to constantly remind oneself of the consequences in the hereafter. Maintain a healthy fear of Allah Almighty's hidden plans. Be concerned about one's faith and pray to Allah Almighty for protection of one's speech. May Allah Almighty protect us from ungratefulness and grant us the ability to show gratitude for His bounties. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we covered the bounties granted to Bani Israel, their ungratefulness, the resulting punishments, and the condemnation and disadvantages of ungratefulness. We also discussed its causes and how to address them. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Insha'Allah, we'll be back in the next episode with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.